Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Top members of the House Judiciary Committee fired off a letter over the weekend to former FBI agent Timothy Tebow, warning him to preserve any documents, any and all documents, related to his work on the Hunter Biden investigation. This, as whistleblowers have come to Congress alleging that he was a part of a major scheme to undermine and discredit allegations of criminal wrongdoing by members of the Biden family. Accordingly, quote, we believe that you possess information relating to our investigation and we request your assistance with our inquiry. That is what Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, the committee's ranking member, said in a note that was obtained by the New York Post. Quote, you should construe this preservation notice as an instruction to take all reasonable steps to prevent the destruction or alteration, whether intentionally or negligently, of all documents, communications, and other information, including electronic information and metadata, that are or may be responsive to the congressional inquiry. The letter was co-signed by Representative Daryl Issa, Republican from California, another senior member on the committee. Now, in October of 2020, Timothy Tebow, the former FBI agent, disgraced FBI agent, ordered that a probe into Hunter Biden's alleged criminal, financial, and related activities be closed. That's what an agency whistleblower told Senator Chuck Grassley back in July. Miranda Devine reported that Timothy Tebow had been assigned as the agency's, quote, point man to manage the Hunter Biden and the Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, whose revelations about the first son also went ignored altogether by the agency even after he went public. Now, Timothy Tebow resigned from the FBI in August. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, said the allegations against Tim Tebow were deeply troubling, quote unquote. Tebow is seemingly wrapped up in every whistleblower investigation. He tried and is tied to the Hunter Biden scandal and tried to make it go away. Tebow is also wrapped up in the January 6th investigation. And we now know that even Joe Biden's phony quest to tackle, quote, extremism throughout the United States of Republicans, Timothy Tebow is involved in. Also, let me tell you real quickly about our incredible sponsor, Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. If Republicans take the majority, he will be a top target for congressional inquiries. And the preservation notice is the first step to doing just that. That is what a person said close to Congressman Jim Jordan's to the New York Post. Now, the notice to Timothy Tebow also certainly suggests he will become a target of a broader House probe into Hunter Biden, which has been promised by Republicans should they retake the chamber in the November midterm elections. I want you to hear a little bit more of what they had to say about this on Fox News Channel as they were talking about this breaking news.
Washington Democrats on the House Oversight Committee voting down this resolution to investigate Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. Here to talk about it, John Levine, reporter for the New York Post. John, nice to see you. Hello to you again. 23-19 Democrats versus Republicans. No big surprise that this went down. But if you get a flip in November, whether it's the House or the Senate side, what happens then to all this Hunter Biden mess?
Right. Well, this vote on the House Oversight Committee really lays out the cards pretty clearly. If Democrats hold on to the House after the November midterms, there's not going to be a Hunter Biden investigation. And the Oversight Committee has basically decided to circle the wagons around this president, and they will deny the American people the right to sort of know the real questions about what was Joe Biden's involvement in his son's overseas business dealing, something that this network, the New York Post, and some other media outlets have now proven over and over again.
So, but if the Republicans do flip, at least the House,
yeah,
how quickly might documents be produced?
I think you'll start to see things very, assuming you believe Republican promises about how committed they are to the investigation, I think you'll start to see things rolling very, very quickly. And I know that a lot of promises have been made for bank records, for financial records. There's going to be subpoenas of business partners. There's, you know, people like Eric Schwerin other people in Hunter Biden's orbit. They're all going to be on the table.
Okay, that's on the House side. The Senate side, you had more than 30 Republicans sign this letter. So the Senate's on the beat, too, and we'll see what happens there.
In other words, if you want the Democrats to be in charge, and this is how they're describing it, and it's exactly how they should describe it, they're not going to actually do anything to anyone on their side that commits heinous crimes. They're not going to investigate anyone. They're not going to ask questions. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to make sure that there is never an investigation into Hunter James or Joe Biden. It doesn't matter what you uncover, it will not happen. That's part of what they're saying. It doesn't matter who says it. It doesn't matter what's on a laptop. Now, there's also been conversations that have been happening about another Hunter Biden laptop. There's a second laptop we know out there somewhere. There's word that that laptop is going to break before the elections. Now, John Solomon also talked about the whistleblower report on Hunter Biden and the efforts to lock down deals in Beijing. He said this to Steve Bannon this week.
John, what's the there's a whistleblower in the Hunter Biden situation, sir? Is that what John Solomon's actually telling the world?
Yeah, actually two whistleblowers, according to Congressman James Comer. Two former business associates of Hunter Biden now spilling the beans to members of Congress, led by Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, telling them about a concerted effort between Hunter Biden, James Biden, and a company that Joe Biden is directly connected with. He actually had keys for the offices, going after Chinese clients and trying to get them oil and gas on our soil. So let's just get this right here. President Joe Biden says he's the guy leading the revolution to keep Americans from using their own oil and gas. Meanwhile, his son and brother and a company that he's connected to is trying to help China get that same oil and gas. It seems like it's all backwards, except it's all documented. In the story broke this morning, there's a list from Hunter Biden, 21 projects they were targeting in Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, to get oil and gas pipelines, drilling rigs, and LNG terminals and get them into Chinese hands.
Get it into their hands, right? That's all you got to do. Just get it in their hands. Give me some cash. Get it in the hands. Like, just let's go. Big money here, right? This is all big money. All big cash. You just need some good cash in here. Let's go, right? Just some big money. Doesn't matter if it's illegal. Doesn't matter if you're breaking laws. It doesn't matter any of that, as long as you're getting the cash coming in for the family. And they will never, ever get in trouble as long as the Democrats are in charge. Pat Fallon, tearing into Hunter Biden, had this to say during a committee hearing.
I got to ask questions like, what do bridges and abortion have to do with whether or not Hunter Biden is corrupt? And the Biden family and the Trump family, you know, we're trying to determine if the president's son is a national security risk, if the president himself is corrupt. And all we hear from the other side of the aisle is Trump. We're not talking about Donald Trump. We're not talking about his family. We need right now, the current president of the United States is Joe Biden. Is he corrupt or is he not? And what we do need to avoid is this obfuscation and this dodging and this counter accusations. And this is not a distraction. This is a necessity, because what we're after here is the truth. We need to discover the truth so then justice can be served. So what do we know? Fact. The president of the United States' son has made millions of dollars on international business dealings. I haven't heard anybody dispute that.
Hasn't heard anybody dispute that. You want to know why? Because you can't. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. The reason why 33 different senators have called for Hunter Biden's special counsel is also a very stark reminder of how important this midterm is and exactly why Democrats are not answering questions at this point. We now know that one-third of the entire U.S. Senate has now signed this letter asking the Attorney General Garland to give the U.S. Attorney, David Weiss, the power of a special counsel to investigate the first son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. In the letter, which is expanded, by the way, these 33 Republicans cited specifically the politicization of the Justice Department. That's exactly what, by the way, Donald Trump said for years. He talked about draining the swamp, right? He talked about how bad the swamp was and how corrupt it was. Well, that is exactly what we are. He's showing us and exposing right now. This is corruption at the highest level. You got to go back to when they said, we're not going to let Trump win. You got to go back to when Lisa Page, Peter Strzok were like, we'll make sure it doesn't happen. And then when he did win, they said, we got a contingency plan for it. The entire time they were trying to impeach Donald Trump and undermine Donald Trump, just like they do in coups that they try to put on in third world countries or other nations, right? What they've decided now is, hey, we can get away with this. We can get away with it. We can do it in our own country. We don't have to like do it in some place like Venezuela, right? Or Colombia. We don't have to do it there, right? We can do it in America. And that's exactly what they did with Donald Trump. You just undermine him the entire time. At some point, it'll click, right? At some point, it'll click and people will be like, yep, it works now. They'll say, yep, it works. We got this. That's what will happen. And they did it. And they knew that while he was being impeached, the information that was being used to impeach him, they knew was a lie. They knew it was fabricated. And hell, they even knew who paid for it. Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee. They knew it all, folks. They knew every bit of it. This wasn't weird. Okay, this wasn't new. Right? This was very, 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 very clear. Now, these 33 senators that have put this together saying we cannot trust the deep state. We cannot trust them because of politicalization, the lack of public trust in the authorities, on top of the fact that we have these new recent whistleblower allegations within the FBI of a major cover-up within the FBI of evidence and testimony damaging to the Biden crime family. That's why one third of the Senate said, quote, given the politicalization of the DOJ under your watch and the importance of avoiding any appearance of impropriety, the undersigned requests that you provide the U.S. attorney the full protections and authorities of a special counsel. This is one important action that you can take that will go a long way in restoring faith in our governmental institutions. You can't trust the top level of the FBI. You can't trust the top levels now of the DOJ. What you can trust is that they're going to politicize it no matter what. That is what you can trust. You can trust that the politicalization of these groups is something that's going to be on a level that you never could have imagined. Right? This is how we roll. This is what we do. We are the deep state and we rig elections, and that's what they're trying to do right now. There's something else I want to play for you. John Solomon, who I played a little clip earlier, was sitting down with Steve Bannon on his show War Room, and he talked about some of these dealings in more detail. Listen.
John Solomon's got a blockbuster piece up in Just the News. We're about to have the star of the new movie Where's Hunter on. I wanted to use John as a predicate for this. John, what's the latest? There's a whistleblower in the Hunter Biden situation, sir. Is that what John Solomon's telling the world?
Yeah, actually, two whistleblowers, according to Congressman James Comer, two former business associates of Hunter Biden now spilling the beans to members of Congress, led by Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, telling them about a concerted effort between Hunter Biden, James Biden, and a company that Joe Biden is directly connected with. He actually had keys for the offices. Going after Chinese clients and trying to get them oil and gas on our soil. So let's just get this right here. President Joe Biden says he's the guy leading the revolution to keep Americans from using their own oil and gas. Meanwhile, his son and brother and a company that he's connected to is trying to help China get that same oil and gas. It seems like it's all backwards, except it's all documented. In the story broke this morning, there's a list from Hunter Biden, 21 projects they were targeting in Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, to get oil and gas pipelines, drilling rigs, and LNG terminals and get them into Chinese hands, just like Hunter Biden did with...
By the way, how does no one in Congress that's a senator, that's a Democrat, how do they not look at this and go, okay, we got to investigate? Because they knew he was doing it all along. They're corrupt. They don't care as long as you're on their team. you can do things that are illegal as long as you have people that are willing to cover for you and protect you, which is what the Bidens have been doing all along. This is really no different than the Clinton Foundation, if you think about it. The Clinton Foundation was bringing in millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And how are they bringing the money? Because they were whoring out access to America, saying, you want something from Hillary Clinton, the State Department, the Obama administration, then you better write a big, you know what, check, a massive check to the Clinton Foundation. And as soon as she lost her presidential bid, the money dried up. The money stopped coming in because people weren't giving money out of the goodness of their heart. They were giving money to get access and get favors from the Obama administration. It's called buying access. It's no different than what was happening here with Hunter Biden, right? I mean, the money is being funneled in the foundation to the Clintons, right? They can live this amazing lifestyle, fly in private jets, have multiple homes, have everything paid for through the foundation. Their daughter's getting hooked up. It's no different than what was happening with Biden and his family. Right? The Clintons were maybe a little bit cleaner about it, or a little bit maybe smarter about it, because they're like, hey, at least ours is through a foundation, right? A charity. Meanwhile, the Biden's like, screw it. We'll just go old school mafia style. And we'll just do whatever the hell we want, whenever we want to. And no, as long as the media protects us, which they clearly will, and as long as the Democrats will just make sure there's no investigations, we'll keep cash and checks, which they've been doing for decades. And this is, goes way beyond Hunter Biden. Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, has been doing this for decades when he was in the Senate. Like, this is a tried and true business model for the Biden family. This is just the most simple business blueprint that they perfected it. You keep your big dog in office. You keep him relevant. You put him in a spot where he's important. And then you go and you whore out to the highest bidder, regardless of if it's a Chinese communist government. You whore out the access and what you need from that guy. That's all you do, which is exactly what John Solomon's talking about. Like, they were opening up to China. They were opening up to Russia. They were opening up to the oligarchs. They were opening up to anyone that was willing to write a check. And the only people that were willing to do it were shady, bad actors. Don't ever forget that. There's no legitimate businessmen that were involved in any of this. Never forget that part of this story.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. John Solomon's point that he was making about China and about the Communist Party and them obviously having their tentacles into the Biden family was they knew that they could do things on their behalf that would never be allowed in a normal world, right? China knew they couldn't come over here and get all the things that they were trying to get their hands on or even buy the things that they were wanting to buy. Like they just knew that couldn't happen. They knew it wouldn't happen. They knew it was impossible. And so what did they do? They said, all right, well, we'll do the shady deals and we'll give money to the vice president's son. And then we'll get access to the things that we need to get access to. Then we'll be able to do the things that we want to do. And that's what Solomon's point is that the idea that any of this was even able to happen tells you just how compromised the Bidens are and how easily they could be bought off.
Targeting in Louisiana, the Gulf Coast, to get oil and gas pipelines, drilling rigs, and LNG terminals and get them into Chinese hands. Just like Hunter Biden did with that defense contractor in Michigan, where he, the windshield maker for our F-15s, he gets that company put into Chinese hands. Now you're going after oil and gas.
Okay,
all confirmed.
But hang on. It's even worse as you read the Solomon story. This is not any Chinese company. This is a company set up. This is totally controlled by the CCP with CCP assets or intelligence officers running it. And it's not just to get oil and gas. They're really going to be the capital market for the One Belt, One Road to control the Eurasian landmass. I mean, this is to the heart of Xi's strategy for Eurasian domination and then later world domination while they're an existential threat. He is a partner to the company that is the capital markets, the guys that allocate the capital around to these projects, and they wanted cheap American natural gas and oil resources. Is that basically the pitch, John 100% Solomon?
100% right. In fact, the LLC, the little cutout that they used to facilitate this, is set up by Joe Biden and a Hunter Biden and a Chinese executive. That Chinese executive is the representative, according to Hunter Biden's own memos, for the largest energy company in China, clearly controlled by the Communist Party, CEFC. So this was really trying to transfer America's energy wealth to the Communist China regime, while Joe Biden's preparing a policy as president that deprives Americans from that same energy wealth.
The young chairman, who is the whiz kid that did this, has not been seen in years. He's somewhere in a prison, and he's so radioactive globally, they know. They're hiding him from U.S. authorities. He's in some prison somewhere in mainland China.
This thing stinks.
By the way, they just did the state security guy got life in prison off a death penalty from last night.
John Solomon, by the way, and what he said here is exactly what people need to understand about the Bidens. It was, you could buy them. It didn't, the more insane the deal was, or the more ludicrous the ask, the more money they made. The Bidens were literally begging for them to come. Begging for them, saying, like, hey, bring us the most absurd, stupid thing you can get your hands on. Right? What is your ask? What is the most ridiculous ask that you can that you want? Like, we don't care. Like, give me the most absurd thing. Give me the most psycho thing. Give me the most extreme thing. Oh, you want that? Oh yeah, we can make that happen. You want to own America Oil? Sure, we can make that happen. You want to own a company that makes the, as you heard him just mention there, the windshields for America's fighter jets? Yeah, we'll make that happen. Hunter Biden did that. You want to know what our policies are, or what we're trying to do, or what we're moving towards, and what we're advocating for as a nation? Sure. You want to meet with the vice president? You want to access the vice president? What's going on? You basically tell us what you want. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a Russian billionaire murdering oligarch, fine, we'll work with you. You're the top guy in the Chinese spy agency and you want to work with us, happy to do it. Right? You're wanted for murder around the world, great, we'd love to do business with you. Because this isn't business, folks. There was no business here. This was fixing things. This was corruption. There's not a legitimate day of business that it was done by Hunter Biden. Burisma is another example. He's not an expert in the field, knows nothing about it, doesn't speak the language, has nothing to add or offer from an actual business perspective with Burisma. And somehow he makes millions of dollars working in a sector he knows nothing about. Same with China. He knows nothing about any of this. He has no idea. It doesn't matter because that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're selling out America to the highest bidder. And there's only a certain group of people that will even play that game. And the majority of them, if you notice, are the ones that are overseas because they don't want it to come back on them, right? Like if you're in America, this is stuff that sends you to jail, right? Like this is the stuff that really sends you to jail. So it was all foreigners. Americans weren't willing to take this risk. Foreigners are definitely willing to take this risk, right? Foreigners are all about it because they know they're not going to be in America. They know they're not going to get arrested. They know they're not going to go to jail. They know they're protected within the boundaries of where they actually live. And this is how you buy off a nation, the most powerful nation in the history of the world. You can buy them off as long as you work with a Biden. I have been warning you about how bad it is, and now you're getting more and more of these facts, what John Solomon was saying there about this whistleblower. And so when you hear Joe Biden come out and 60 Minutes ask one question, when they have all this evidence of the laptop, refuse to ask any question about that, and all they say is, well, you know, people are thinking about this. And he gives you this answer. Just know the media is in on it too, because without the media covering up for the Bidens, they'd be in jail, in my opinion.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son Hunter.
Follow up from the media? No, why would we do that? Why? Why on earth would we follow up on that? There's no reason to follow up on that. Senator Johnson to the Democratic Senator Peters, do you want to retract your false allegations that what we were doing with Hunter Biden that you said were false is now actually real? You know, they're starting to start chirping a little bit. Johnson's chirping. Others, Republicans are starting to chirp, and they should, because the Democrats have been slandering their investigations from the beginning, and now they're wrong, and everybody knows it, and the media is not correcting their stories.
The day or two after Senator Grassley and I issued our report, based on U.S. documents, interviews with U.S. persons, our now committee chairman, who was then committee ranking member, issued a press release, said Peters Wyden responds to a Republican effort to amplify Russian disinformation. He said, I generated a partisan political report that is rooted in Russian disinformation. Mr. Chairman, do you want to retract that false allegation now? Now that we know that the Hunter Biden laptop is accurate, that there has not been one scintilla of information provided in Senator Grassley's and my report that has ever been refuted. It was 100% accurate. And yet you, as ranking member of the committee, accused me repeatedly of soliciting and disseminating Russian disinformation. Do you want to retract your false allegation here that you issued in your press release on September 23rd?
No, let's just focus on what we're trying to...
Well, I'm focusing on this because this is exactly the type of harm we can do to our political process when you have these big tech companies engaging in political debate, censoring one side of the political spectrum, and amplifying the false allegations of another side.
Should never let up on this, by the way. Never. 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. I want to get your phone calls in here, see what you think about all of this tonight. And when you now start to connect these dots, how many of you believe that the Biden family is compromised by the Russians, the Chinese? In my opinion, literally the list is on and goes on and on. How many of you think they're not compromised at this point? 1-800-474-9732. 1-800-474-9732. Don't forget, if you like our show, you'll love our podcast. We do the Ben Ferguson podcast 7 days a week. If you listen to podcasts, grab our podcasts as we continue to do deep dives into these Hunter Biden stories when no one else is talking about it, when no one else is mentioning it. You know, the House, by the way, GOP, say they will move very quickly on the Hunter Biden probe if they win the majority. We should all be rooting for that to happen so that we can actually see what they have done. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.